You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Michigan's COVID surge is the worst in the nation. For the second straight day, the state is reporting more than 6,000 new cases of COVID-19 and soon approaching a record high. That's with almost 35% of residents at least partially vaccinated. For more on what's fueling the spread in northern Michigan, I'm joined by our healthcare reporter, Taylor Wisner. Hey, Taylor.
Hi there, Kendra.
So how bad are cases in our area, and why do public health officials think COVID is spreading?
No doubt. Our area over the last several weeks has seen some of the most spread in the state, especially in the Gaylord and Cadillac areas. Now, the testing positivity rate, it's at 11.8%. That's double what it was 2 weeks ago. Hospitalizations are climbing too. It's frustrating that we don't really have a good sense of what's causing this spread other than the things that, you know, health departments have suspected, that being the state opening the economy up more, people being a little more lax in, you know, following those mitigation efforts when seeing friends and family, sporting events within the workplace. There's also more travel happening, and it's very likely the variant is causing more spread. What we are dealing with now that's more new is just people's sense of their risk with the virus. Whereas earlier in the pandemic, people were very vigilant. They were very watchful of their health. If they felt ill, they would get tested or stay home. What doctors say they're seeing now is that people are seeing some mild symptoms and going about their life and not getting tested. And that's leading to more spread during that infectious period. Health departments say they're definitely seeing a drop-off in people getting tested. When cases were surging in the fall, compared to now, there's only half the number of people seeking testing. That's a serious problem because catching these cases early on can really help stop the spread.
Who's getting sick and ending up in the hospital?
Well, I'd like to zoom in on one hospital that is in an area dealing with quite a bit of cases right now. I spoke with Dr. Aditya Naravetla, who's also the chief medical officer at Munson's Grayling Hospital. In just over a month, now this past month, they went from zero patients with COVID to 16. And that's just the same across the hospital system. In that period, Munson Healthcare went from 9 inpatients to 80 now. Now, these tend to be younger patients than they saw earlier. They're middle-aged, and they often have health conditions or are obese, but they are seeing healthier patients being admitted as well. To be clear, just because these people are younger does not mean they're having a better go of it with COVID. Dr. Naravetla says 15 to 20% of the patients being admitted at his hospital need a lot of care really fast, and some are being transferred to Munson Medical Center in Traverse City, where they have some more resources. There are several people in his hospital that are on vents right now. Soon, he says, they're going to be seriously strained, starting with just staffing and equipment being really spread thin.
And how are vaccinations keeping pace with all this spread? Are they working to protect people from the virus?
Absolutely. It's a really great sign that we're not seeing seniors admitted to the hospital, and really shows that those who've had access to the vaccine and got it are being protected against serious illness. The state is quickly vaccinating people, and that's helping, but it's just opened up to those in other age groups, and we're starting to see those are the people coming down with the virus who just haven't had access yet. Dr. Naravetla even mentioned that some people who literally were about to go get their vaccine when they came down with a pretty serious case and had to be admitted instead to the hospital. Health departments are furiously trying to get ahead of this, and they're reminding the public that vaccine eligibility is now open to everyone 16 and older. So if you haven't gotten a vaccine yet, sign up now. They've recently just seen a drop in interest in the vaccine. They've really gone through their pre-registration list pretty quickly. So it also happens to be spring break, so people are out of town. But as this is expanding, who can get the vaccine, they say sign up now. You could get an appointment within a week or two.
With spring break in full swing and holidays where families come together are happening this week, What guidance is the health department offering?
Yes, the health departments are sending a strong message this week. They say people who are traveling, they need to be especially careful. They need to isolate when they get home. They need to be tested. You know, looking at these activities, there is a lot of concern at the health departments. This hasn't yet translated into any anticipated school closures or any increased restrictions in the state, but they want to stress to the public that this does not mean concern is not high, and people really need to step up and take these precautions seriously.
That was IPR's Taylor Wisner with an update on Michigan's alarming wave of COVID cases. Thanks, Taylor.
Happy to do it. Thanks, Kendra.